Hello, my friend. So glad you're with me today. This is By God's Call, Day 341, Grace That Trains. I want you to sit with something for a moment. Paul is writing to Titus, and he says something that ought to stop us right in the middle of whatever we're rushing into today. He says, "For the grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation for all people, training us to renounce ungodliness and worldly passions, and to live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives in the present age." Titus 2, verses 11 and 12. Grace has appeared. Paul doesn't say it was promised. He says it has appeared. In Jesus, something radically new broke into history. Not a heavier law, not a longer list of things to get right. God himself came. He came to meet us exactly where we were, in the middle of our confusion, our failures, our distance from him. He crossed that distance, and he came for all people, not for those who already had it together. Not for a spiritual elite who somehow earned it. For all, no exceptions for background, no exceptions for history, no exceptions for failure. If you're listening right now, grace came for you. But here is the surprise in this text, and I don't want you to move past it too quickly. Grace doesn't only forgive. Grace trains. Paul uses a word with real weight. Grace is the one forming us, shaping the way we live our daily lives. Not the law, not fear, not the pressure of someone telling you that you need to do better. It is grace itself, the love that has already received you, doing its work from the inside out. And what does it train us to do? It trains us to say no. But not with shame, not with gritted teeth and sheer willpower, with freedom. When you know whose you are, when you have been loved that completely, that unconditionally, what used to have a grip on you starts to lose its power. Saying no to what diminishes you stops being a battle of self-discipline and becomes the natural response of a person who already knows they are loved. And that love wants to live with you here, now, in the present age, not in some distant spiritual future. Today, in how you speak to the person who frustrates you, in how you respond when things don't go the way you planned, in how you treat someone who has nothing to offer you in return. Self-controlled, upright, godly, not as a performance, but as the fruit of a life that has been touched by grace. Every choice you make today is a classroom, and the teacher is grace. So here is what I want you to do. Before breakfast, before the day pulls you under, stop for just a moment and name one situation that is coming today where you know you tend to react on impulse. A hard conversation, a pressure already building, a moment where your usual move is to shut down, lash out, or run. Name that moment and then ask Jesus, simply, honestly, to let his grace be your response right there. Not your strength, his grace. Stay close to God. Pray, then act. I'll see you tomorrow, my friend.